Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Top bringing this back. Welcome back. 17 till, I should say. I'm Jim Blass. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. Having a great visit with our good friend Ivan Meisner. He's the president of BNI, the founder of BNI, Business Network International. And he's the world's networking guru, and he's taught the world how to network. Ivan, that's BNI.com, right?
Yes, it is, BNI.com.
So check it out, folks. That's international. International means something. And when he says international, it means something. How many you got? Organizations that you got around the world?
We have over 6,200 groups in almost 50
groups.
Countries.
Yeah. 50 countries.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's been Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
It's just amazing. It's just amazing how prospered since you started doing my show back in 99. I'm so happy I've been able to make this happen for you, Ivan.
A direct correlation. And I believe
it's the same, folks. Don't laugh. It's a direct connection. I'm claiming this. I'm taking it. A friend of mine said, was talking about a guy. He said he said everything that flies and claims everything that falls. So I'm kind of following on behind that.
We're talking about listeners. We've sent some international listeners to your radio.
I appreciate that very much. So it's a symbiotic relationship. That's Ivan, right. We're talking about traveling and being prepared to network when you're traveling. And, you know, there are things that you need to make sure you have. In the last segment, we talked about being sure you have name cards, business cards, I should say, and what to do about name badges when you go to these events. What are some other things you need to make sure you take with you to be prepared to network traveling?
You want to make sure and have some extra pens, and particularly one in your coat pocket, because when you're meeting people in networking environments, things happen where you have to get back to them, that you want to get back to them, or they've asked you for something, and so you want to make sure and jot that down, because when I meet, 100, I don't remember all the commitments I made, and so you make sure you got to write something down, so you make sure to have a pen on you.
Do you write Do you write that on the back of their card? Do you ever do that?
I do in most environments. I don't in Asian countries, because in many Asian countries, it's a no-no to write on somebody's card, particularly in countries like Japan.
Defacing it, though. They take that seriously, don't they?
They do. And even if you ask permission, which I almost always do everywhere, I'll say, hey, do you mind if I write on the back of your business card to get back to you? And, in the U.S., they're like, yeah, sure, fine. Europe? Sure. Even Africa. Yeah, no problem. Asia, they'll say yes, but they don't mean it because they're very polite.
they say yes, but they don't mean it. That's
no, funny. Not really. And I've talked to my experts from Asia on this, and they're like, yeah, they'll probably tell you yes, but it's not.
So the really candid ones, when you pull out your pen and you hold their card up and look at say, don't even ask.
I think unless they know Americans, they won't even know it's coming, because it's just not.
That is hilarious. So, folks, there you go. You got it. And remember this now. You don't have to be traveling over there. They're over here visiting. If you're they're over here visiting in America, so they're going to feel the same way about their cards over here than if you were in their country.
That's true, but they'll and that they're in America, and so that the culture's different and the practices
are different. So just make the note in the palm of your hand, right? Is that what you do?
Well, if you're in Asia, you might have a notepad.
Now, okay, that's right. Notepads work. They got those, don't they? Yeah.
Yeah. And to be honest with you, I still write on the card, but I'll do it when I walk away from the people.
The secret has been exposed.
Yeah, but I'm not standing next to anybody when I write on it. Okay, some other things. I think less obvious kinds of things. Things like you want to have the contact information for referral partners. That's really important. If maybe it's you're carrying a digital device that's got that information, whatever it is, we have a card file, and we carry the card file that has 3, 4, 5 copies of everybody's business cards, so that if you have an opportunity to refer somebody, a referral partner for you, you can do it right then and there. That's very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to laugh at my next one, Jim. Hand sanitizer. I know. It makes me sound a little bit like Mr. Monk, the germ.
It's a little girly. Or I have to be honest, it's a little girly. I agree with you. That's a good idea, especially when you're traveling internationally. You never know what kind of microbe you're going to pick up.
As crazy as this sounds, I have sinus issues, so I have Kleenex with me all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I found that before I started using hand sanitizer, I got colds all the time.
Yeah.
Got colds all the time. I mean, several mm-hmm. times a year. Since I started using hand sanitizer at networking events, I haven't had a cold in 2 years.
Wow.
So,
if you're going to be shaking a lot of hands, but here's the question, though. I mean, you wait until the person leaves before you walk up, right? I mean, you don't do it right in front of them, right?
No, you don't. You don't deeply and obviously spray your hands every time you shake somebody's hand.
you could do like the guy. What's that? Howie Mandel? Just bump their just do a fist bump instead of shake. You could do that. Let me stick something else in there on the sanitizer thing. And I'm serious about this, folks. Breath mints.
Yes, breath mints.
Take them.
Very important.
Use them and share them.
Yeah, as obvious as it may sound, I can assure you from experience that people have no idea they need them.
They don't. Exactly. Hold on to that thought right back after these messages. You get everything on the Small Business Advocate Show, folks. We don't leave anything out here. Tintail, right back with Ivan Meisner. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.